This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, September 29. I wept and wept. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 5. I wept and wept, because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He's able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Today, the sounds of praise, prayer, and worship will be heard in churches around the world. Here on earth, we're invited to gather like the elders around God's throne, singing, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power." We're also invited to hear the Apostle John weeping in the throne room of heaven. John, an apostle and faithful follower of Jesus, saw no shame in letting it be known that he wept and wept. He let his tears flow like a river when he learned that no one in all creation was worthy to break the scroll's seals and open God's story. We're reminded that worship includes weeping and lament. Each of us needs to recognize that none of us are worthy to open the story of our salvation. We need the one and only Savior, God's Son, Jesus. He's worthy to break the seals and to open up the story because he is the Lamb of God who takes away our sin and its damaging effect on the whole creation. When Jesus, the Lion and the Lamb of God, steps into our lives, our tears of weeping turn to tears of joy and thanksgiving. Though we weep in the midst of our misery and sin, we are also called to rejoice in all that Jesus has done for us. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for this prolonged and important moment of coming to grips with the depths of our brokenness. Let us weep in longing for your coming, and let us worship in boundless praise for being saved to new life in Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.